You guys, I have been getting so many messages asking me about my jewelry, which you know they haven't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Call me old and call me old fashioned. I guess maybe I am both of those things. I'm totally fine with that. But I like the old days where you got a job at the Dairy Queen. You know, Dairy Queen still exists.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Hey, y'all got any more of that common sense? Well, it has been a very, very bad week for influencers.
Oh my God. I'm not able to influence.
So, listen, TikTok could be going down for real, and people are freaking out. And we need to discuss.
We really need to discuss for all the people who are out there dancing. And they're like, this is like Footloose. And I'm not able to dance freely for all of my influences.
I had no idea how important TikTok has become mm-hmm. to so many of these influencers.
Very, very important.
But, you know, as it stands today, we don't know what's going to happen with TikTok. There's negotiations that are happening between Microsoft and ByteDance, which is the Chinese company that, of course, owns TikTok.
Which is great because then, you know, instead of China owning all of your kids' information, it'll be Bill Gates.
Right.
Which makes me feel so much better.
Should rest easy.
Oh, yes.
Knowing that little bit of information.
Yes.
And so now we're in a holding pattern where these discussions are happening. President Trump has allowed a certain number of days and weeks for these negotiations to get sorted out, right? So he said that if they are not sorted out to his satisfaction by September 15th, that is it. It's getting cut off in the United States. But within the last week or so, it sounded like it was more imminent, right? And so then this past weekend, all the influencers were taking to TikTok crying.
Oh my God, what are we going to do, you guys? What am I going to do without you?
And they were posting their goodbye messages and saying where else they can
follow. It's like, where am I going to go? This is so important. This is a platform. So important. That's basically what Saturday sounded like last weekend. And then here we are today. And listen, we make fun, but these chicks are making way more money than we will ever see in like 15,000 lifetimes.
By a long shot. It's not just chicks, it's dudes too.
And dudes. All of these teenagers, like a 16-year-old is charging $100,000 a post.
Because she has 75 million followers.
Yeah,
that's more than President Trump has on Twitter.
Yeah, so I mean, I make fun. But I'm sure she looks at me and she's like, okay, old lady, whatever. I'm going to go over here and dance. Just shut up.
I have a confession.
You love one of them?
No. It's not that. It's that once Musical.ly turned into TikTok, I am now looking at it. I'm looking at TikTok.
You love TikTok. I figured that you probably would like it because you were in show choir.
It's not about the dancing. Here's the stuff that I enjoy on TikTok.
It's all the choreographed stuff.
It's not. It's the lip syncing. Isn't that weird? I never thought I would like that.
But that's what Musical.ly was. Musical.ly was like a lips. That's what it was. Originally, Musical.ly, you would find a song.
Yeah.
And you would lip sync to it and you would. Like, that's what you would do for whatever, however many seconds, like 10 seconds or whatever, and that was it.
No, but this isn't music. This is like, for example, there's a woman that will pretend, she'll lip sync a comic routine.
Yep, they did that too.
Okay, so so that's how it's always been.
Well, yeah, it would just be like snippets of audio that you would lip sync to.
It's funny because, I mean, I've never posted anything on TikTok, but I go on it, and it's been really interesting to see the variety of acts, I guess, for lack of a better word. Now, there's like two people that I love to follow because they make fun of the influencers.
Mm-hmm.
And like, just like you do, right? When you're like,
I'm so influential.
But they are so funny because they'll do a routine that sounds like what an influencer would do, right? When they're like, you guys, I have been getting so many messages asking me about my jewelry. Which you know they haven't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe they have. Maybe this is the level to which we have stooped. Yeah.
Everybody wants to know how I do my eyes. Right. Everybody wants to know. So I'm going to do a routine.
A tutorial.
Everybody wants to know how I put my earrings in the morning. And so I'm going to show you my daily routine of how I put them in the morning.
So the ones that make fun of it, like this one girl was like, I have been getting so many questions about how I stir my coffee. So this morning I'm going to do a tutorial. And she would go through all the steps, right? She would pour the coffee, then she would be like, okay, and then I take this spoon and I just sort of swirl it gently in the cup. And like, just so serious. It cracked me up. So
this is what all these people do.
I love it.
And this is what people are doing on the internet now, as they're watching other people live their freaking lives. This is what we're doing. And this is what kids are doing. And then so many kids are like, oh my gosh, this is what I want to do as a job. Yeah. Because they're able to do it. And we joke about it, but I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, my kid's not allowed to get on TikTok.
Right. Mine isn't either.
No, she's
just
not allowed.
But I have been spending, you know, a little bit of time in the evenings just cracking up at some of the ones that make fun of the influencers.
Yeah.
They're so talented.
Yeah. But listen, my daughter, she's not allowed to get on TikTok, but she knows who the people are on TikTok.
Yeah.
Because it's hard not to know when you are, you know, when you're a normal kid, you know the names, because these kids, these quote unquote kids, you know, like the Charli D'Amelio, when she's been in a Super Bowl commercial, she does ads for Hollister. She does. I mean, she's given, like I said, $100,000 a post.
This is incredible. I had no idea that this person existed.
Yeah, my daughter knows who she is because, you know, when you're 10, kids talk. By osmosis, she just knows who this chick is.
What's incredible is that TikTok is the platform that catapulted her to be able to do then the Super Bowl and all these other commercial endeavors. Yeah. And I'm just amazed that that's so popular. And now I don't know what Dixie D'Amelio or Charli D'Amelio, what they actually do.
So Dixie's like her younger or older sister.
Dixie's the older sister.
The 18-year-old. Charli is the 16-year-old.
Right. And Dixie has 32 million followers. Charli has 75.1 million.
Wow. So they have a nice little sibling rivalry there. I guess,
Good Lord.
Charli's the more popular one. I wonder how that goes in their household.
I mean, I'm sure the parents are like, this is great.
Yeah.
Just keep on doing it.
Keep doing it. Because will they go to college? Like, how will that even, do you even go to college? If you're making that much money, if you're making $100,000 for a post, why bother going to college?
That's a great question.
Why would you go to college? What's the point?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've never even seen a picture. Maybe I have and I just don't know it, but I couldn't pick these girls out of a lineup.
Well, they're not rocket scientists.
No.
I mean, that's the thing. It's not like they're out there going, I'm going to promote STEM. That's the thing. They're not doing that.
They're not doing that.
No.
But this is, like, the influencers like those two, it's not just limited to girls, because there's this dude who goes by Skincare by Hyrum, who has over 5 million followers, and he shares videos of his beauty and skincare tips.
It's a dude.
And what's interesting about TikTok, I do hope that someone creates a similar platform, or if they don't, like if Microsoft doesn't work this out, I do hope a similar platform, because TikTok does offer some things that other platforms don't, where they allow you to do a duet, they call it, with another person. So say you watch a TikTok of somebody and you think, that's awesome. Maybe that person is singing a song. Mm-hmm. And you can then create a duet with that person where you're both on the screen and maybe you're doing the same thing, or
but you're in different places.
Yeah. But then when you load it, when it's on TikTok, what I see, for example, is just the two of them performing together.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of cool. I guess some of the
technology with it is cool. Some of the capabilities that it has actually kind of cool.
And it's different than the other ones. I didn't know any of this until like a month ago when TikTok started being talked about in the news as something that President Trump could ban.
Yeah.
And then I was all of a sudden interested, right? I was like, I got to check this out. Because what is the big deal? Why can't all these people just use Instagram? I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Until I got on it. And then I was like, oh, okay, this is different. It does have some unique things.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see how people gain a following on it way faster than they would on other platforms.
And there's that musical element to it, too, which makes it...
And the dancing.
The music, the singing and the dancing, and that music element makes it really attractive. It makes it fun. It makes it like a game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so serious. So, of course, it's going to be attractive to kids.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, you know, parents who want to be cool to their kids, they're going to jump in and they're going to get involved. And then people who just want an outlet, who are our age, I guess, who get on it, they want to get on it.
There's a lot of people, and I think it's because the algorithms are tailored to you, right? So the stuff that I see is some, you know, because China knows all my business. So China feeds me things that they know I'm going to like. People that are in my age group, people that like Trump, right? Like they're going to show me the stuff that's of interest to me.
Yeah.
And they're good at it. Like the algorithms work, man. That's what's so scary, I think.
I'm not on it because I don't want China looking at my crap.
China's looking at all my crap.
Yeah.
I mean, they know.
Yeah.
They know
China's going to come find her and get her.
Yes. Even when I tell China to suck it.
Yeah. They're going to get her first, y'all. That's what's going to happen.
So, I know.
But it's a new day, right? Because this is a whole new genre, which we joke about it, but this is what people do. We've had friends of ours who are like, my kids are going to be YouTube stars. This is what they're going to do. We've heard of friends of ours. These are normal people who they're like, my kids wanted, this is what they want to do. They want to be YouTube stars.
Many?
Or they're out there doing stuff, or maybe they're in college and they do this on the side as sort of like a side gig. This is the new way of the world. You know, these young whippersnappers, this is what they're doing as a job, as sort of a side job. It used to be that we go work at our local Dairy Queen, you know, or we go get a job at the mall.
Mm.
Or we'd, you know, I mean, I sold guitars as my first job, and I played piano at a church, and I was a lifeguard, and I did all sorts of stuff growing up. Nowadays, kids are like, yeah, I'm just going to go put some crap on social media and try to get really, really popular, and then I can monetize that. And that's a job.
And some of them are way better at it than others, obviously, because some people end up like this Charlie girl who's now in Super Bowl ads and she's
making more money than her parents, I bet.
Making more money in one post than most people do in a year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just amazing.
It is amazing.
She's 16.
She's 16 years old.
And a lot of these people that end up with the fame and the riches and all of that turn into horrible, despicable humans as a result.
Yeah.
We have this example. So there was a famous YouTuber who is not named. We don't know who it is. All we know is that it's a famous YouTuber with over 10 million followers. Unfortunately, that doesn't even really narrow it down because there's so many of these influencers that have that kind of a huge following. And they posted a job description looking for a personal assistant. And it went viral for all the wrong reasons because whoever this is, they're based in LA. And they shared the posting for a personal assistant on entertainmentcareers.net. It's $25 to $30 an hour, okay? And this job sounds horrendous.
It sounds like they're like their personal, it's like they have to be there all the time.
It's like they're the slave.
Yeah.
It's like they're a personal slave.
It's not about assisting. It is basically a personal slave.
So let's just, let's go through the qualifications, shall we?
Yeah, this is really an interesting.
So it says, well-known celebrity influencer with 10 plus million followers seeking a well-organized, available, diligent personal assistant to join her team. So we know it's a female.
It's a chick, yeah. A diva.
A diva, right.
Uh-huh.
This is a part-time personal assistant position, but will eventually transition to full-time if properly qualified. The ideal candidate will be responsible for a large range of activities and projects which will assist this organization's leadership.
That's so funny. It's an organization now.
And it very well may be
okay
at this point. In this position, you should feel comfortable planning, managing calendar activities, being on property around 8 hours a day, cleaning, cooking, communicating with the producer, videographer, editor, manager, all the stylists, cleaning services, other celebrities and friends, researching and preparing for all pre-production, production, and post-production activities, handling all personal tasks. You have to remain calm, rational, and hardworking at all times. You have to answer your phone or be on call almost 24/7. You have to keep all emotion and private life matters completely away from this world. You will will deal with lots of incredibly private matters. You have to be able to handle hundreds of small tasks.
At once.
At once.
Oh my God, I love this.
You got to be the bad guy, remove emotion, handle intense conversations, bounce back instantly from any mistakes without emotion. You must remain sober, yet social and inviting in a very high-profile environment. You cannot take photos, you cannot post to social media, or seem or be driven by fame.
Oh my God.
It goes on and on and on.
And then they're like, compensation is $25 an hour.
It's part-time at 8 hours a day.
And then that's just the beginning of the description. Mm-hmm. It's like you have to have a car and drive the client anywhere at any time. Like, handle multiple tasks while staying organized. I mean, it's like it's minimal days off. Basically be available 24/7. 24/7. Like, if this person calls you, you have to be on call 24/7.
My favorite is, it says, wake the client each day with schedule, coffee, and all other requests.
Can you believe this?
What in the world?
It's crazy.
Who would want this job? But see, that's the thing. Is it somebody is going to want it?
Somebody's
going to
want
to do this job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just be willing to take a complete beating from this influencer because they have 10 million followers. And so that makes them a huge deal.
Yeah. And that is the thing. It's sort of it's just a different way of life. It's a different way of thinking now. And, you know, I try to sway my daughter away from that too, because she'll be like, oh, that person has X amount of followers. And I'm like, oh, honey, yeah, that doesn't matter. Who cares? I try to make sure that she doesn't care about that stuff.
I don't know how that's going to be avoidable though.
That's the thing, because that's what kids care about now.
Remember how Instagram was even saying for a time that they were going to remove that?
Mm-hmm, they didn't.
And that just never materialized.
It never did. But I hear her saying that every so often, and I cringe at that.
Yeah.
I just cringe at it, because it's like, who gives a crap how many followers? But then again, people do.
And advertisers care.
Advertisers,
right?
So care, right? I mean, I guess they care, so kids care. And if somebody has more followers, then it gives credibility to, should I be following this person?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's part of the deal.
It's part of the deal, for sure. And then, you know, I know that in this job posting, whoever this is saying, you can't be driven by fame. But I mean, who else is going to apply for this job?
Yeah.
Other than someone who is hoping and aspiring to be in that same position.
Yeah, you can't be driven by fame, but yet you just flaunted the fact that you have 10 million plus followers.
Well, she can be driven by it.
But the person
but her help
working
cannot.
For you cannot. Okay.
And it's amazing, because I think it was at least 3 different times in one job posting, she talks about hiding your emotions, how important it is to just not...
to shut down.
You just got
to
shut yourself off to any emotion, like any humanity, really.
Like, I don't want to deal with your crap.
You got to be like,
because
a droid.
Because I'm the one who's going to be emotional.
Right.
You got to shut yourself down. You have to be a droid in this business. Yeah, it's a little concerning. I mean, because this is the landscape that we're in now. And I feel like, and we've talked about this in a previous podcast, a lot of these people look exactly the same.
Mm.
It is a lot of the same stuff.
And they're doing the same stuff,
and
right?
And they're doing the same stuff. It's just a matter of who gets popular and who doesn't, right? If they all look, to me, they look very much the same, which is why, you know, I'll joke and make fun of them because I can. And I will. I'm going to continue to make fun of them because they just look the same to me.
Yeah.
They all just look like a bunch of vapid idiots.
And they're all like contouring. Like they're
they're doing their makeup. And
they're doing their contouring and showing us how to do
and
it.
And really, the stuff that they put out there and the hashtags they use and the things that they do on their social media is all the same. I mean, they're providing the same kind of stuff. They're selling the same stuff. They're, you know, peddling the same information and the same wares that everybody else is peddling.
Well, and that's why I was going to ask earlier, and then I got distracted, probably with all the chocolate that's around me. But like, how many people...
We do have a lot of chocolate in here, you guys.
How many people can actually do this successfully?
That's the thing.
Because, I mean...
Eventually, you know, like a lot of these parents who are like, I'm going to let my kid be a YouTube star. Eventually, I think the bottom will drop out. It's going to get really oversaturated.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You know, it's like, how many lawyers do we need? Well, I guess the question is never ending. But I mean, how many YouTube stars do we need? Because, you know, in Hollywood, a finite amount, I know there's not a finite amount of celebrities, but they were pretty picky and choosy about who they chose to mm-hmm. be in Hollywood. I mean, like, not everybody makes it, right?
Not everybody's on the A-list.
Not everybody is. You have a lot of people on the B, C, and D list, but not everybody's on the A-list. Same thing, I think, goes for this world. A lot of parents are going to be pushing their kids to do this. They're going to be like, oh, you can monetize this. You can be on YouTube, and you can make $100,000 a post just like this, what's her, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
you know, Dixie or whatever the hell her name is. But that's the thing, is a lot of parents are going to be pushing this. You know, Jimmy may not be smart at XYZ, or he may not be, you know, good at football, but by God, he can get on YouTube and do a makeup tutorial. And so,
and by the way, those people are skinfluencers.
Oh,
they get an extra attached to the word.
This is the thing now, and it's an easy thing to do from home, and we can, you know, you can do that, and we can monetize it. It's really great, right? You can be a star.
I guess it's a huge appealing thing to people.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to this job description really quick, because this is another line that cracked me up. Actual work hours will be flexible, but generally expect to be with the client all the time.
Oh my God. There's just no way.
It even says right there, minimal days off. But it's part-time, you guys.
But listen, you get $25 an hour.
$25
an hour. For 8 hours a day. Even though you're going to be with this chick all the time, every day of her life.
This is just incredible. I mean, that anybody wants to do that.
Complete madness. Yeah.
But they do.
Yeah, they do. And it's a crazy world. I don't know. And I would not want my kid doing it.
No. The last thing that I would suggest for somebody.
And no matter what kind of money was in it, I wouldn't want her doing it.
Because I just feel like it turns you into the kind of person that wrote that job description.
Yeah, it does.
And
I
how
agree.
Full of a life can that person really have relationship-wise?
Yeah.
When, you know what I mean?
When all you're doing is posting the stuff to the world and you just want all the likes. And there's just no closeness with people. There's no actual reality. It's all a bunch of virtual reality.
Yeah.
With people that you don't even know. It's a sad thing. I just call me old and call me old fashioned. I guess maybe I am both of those things. I'm totally fine with that. But I like the old days where you got a job at the Dairy Queen. You know, Dairy Queen still exists.
Or you mowed some lawns or you babysat.
Right. And I'm going to encourage my kid to babysit and mow the lawns and go get a job at Dairy Queen, you know.
Now, one of the things that I also thought about or noticed when I was looking at the TikTok, which, by the way, my husband calls TikTok because he
can't do it. He can't do the TikTok.
He just can't get there. Yeah. Is that a lot of people, because, you know, it's a 60-second thing. Like, you have 60 seconds or whatever to do whatever it is that you're going to do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who will post themselves crying.
I've seen this, too.
And then they'll have captions that say why they're crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like...
I've seen those, too.
A lot of these things are sad, very sad. The things that they're going through are sad, but it's sadder to me that they're putting it out there to strangers.
Yeah.
Looking for sympathy
strangers. Which goes back to the whole, they need to be connecting with people and not with people that don't know them.
Yeah.
And that's sad that young people are doing that now.
It's so sad.
Like I've seen so many of those. Yeah. But I've seen even people our age doing that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. I've seen it all over the place.
And it's like, if you are sad or if you're going through a rough time, I mean, I hope that you would have friends mm-hmm. that you can cry with and that you can experience those emotions with. I mean, I want that for my daughter.
Yeah.
I don't want her being out on the internet, expressing that on the internet. I want her to have friends, close friends that she has close friendships with, that she can experience those things with.
And it's another reason that we feel so strongly about schools opening, because the kids need to be with each other.
Yes.
They need to be having those face-to-face interactions. They've been spending weeks and months now texting, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And maybe on a good day, FaceTiming.
Yeah.
But they need each other, person-to-person contact.
And to develop relationships. That's mm-hmm. what they need. They need bonds. They need friendships. And you can only do that in person. That's what people don't understand. This virtual reality world is just that. It's virtual and it's not real. And so kids need reality.
Yeah.
You know?
And also the reality is that you should be subscribing to this podcast.
Right?
We're trying to be influencers.
Right, you guys. We're trying to influence you. Subscribe. Look how we're influencing you. Or we're going to do contouring next week. We should totally do that.
I could not contour myself out of a bag.
That's what would make it so freaking funny. Is we could do the chicks do contouring.
Oh my God.
And we would end up looking like Bozo the Clown. Both of us.
Got a couple nice reviews. One is from Orlando Crystal, or maybe Crystal Orlando, or whatever, but that's how it appears on the screen. That person says, you crack me up. I love listening to you ladies every morning on your Facebook Live. You start my morning off with a huge dose of warm, conservative fuzzies, and you guys are hysterical. Thanks for making me laugh out loud in my car by myself, not wearing a mask. Keep up the great work.
That's fantastic.
We have another one from Mel Jengel, who says, I love you ladies. I appreciate you bringing reality to the craziness that's going on in the world. So much of what you say, I agree with 100%, and I love the comic relief that you gals bring during a time with so much uncertainty and confusion. Anyway, keep up the great work. Thanks. It's Melissa from Whiteland.
Melissa, yes. Thank you.
Now, she says, to be sure about Whiteland, because that's the city she lives in, she says it's called that for now, unless it starts to offend someone and they change it.
I kind of feel like it will. It probably will offend somebody pretty soon. Yes.
So, you know, we love to see the reviews and the comments, and we so appreciate people taking the time out to give our podcast a listen and make sure to comment on it. That helps us a lot, and we appreciate it.
Yes, you guys. Go find us in all the places. Our site, first and foremost, chicksontheright.com. You can find us on Instagram at chicksonright, Twitter at chicksonright. Listen to our radio show weekdays 9 to 11 Eastern Time on 93 WIBC, WIBC.com. You can stream it there. And what else am I forgetting?
The Mock and Daisy Show on YouTube.
That's right.
And at Chicks on Right on Parler. Because yes. That's the new and hit place to be. We are not on TikTok.
So, no, we're not going to be on TikTok.
Because that would just be way too much China.
Yeah, wait.
Because I'm not posting anything ever.
No.
Because that gives TikTok access to all your business.
And China can. They can, yeah. Mm-mm. No. It's like I've had enough of the virus. I'm not giving them any of my stuff on TikTok. That's it. You guys, we will talk to you next week.
Bye.